Shur Yud Ches Mishnah's Mikvahs B'Rosh Hashanah continued. Chav Ches Adar Toshim Mem Hei March 21st 1985 on Thursday continued.
So the Rash and the Horse say there is a Machlokes Tanoim in the Chet, and they pass through like a blessed Rav Gezi that the Chamoyei B'Neker starts discussing another subject matter, another one, the Gabriel Mikvahs, because of the Gemara Yivans. But there's another preparation that the Chamoyei B'Neker doesn't discuss another one, but it relates to the Reish. The Chamoyei B'Neker, in order to kasha the Sheikas, so she fell asleep. That's the Sheikas Aram. The Sheikas Aram, and you see that the Rambam mentions in Halacha Gimel, Avo Kli, Shechitri Bisela Pitzel Samikta, Avo Kli Shechitri Bisi, Nikvom Umato Im Natsad, Kishvera Samei, Kshero Veinu Pisela Samikta. In the Pisela Samikta, he doesn't say, Kshero Vitevu Im Bisei. Kshero Veinu Pisela Samikta. So the Rambam accepts the Pshat that it relates to the Reish. So why was the Gemara in Yevamos mention the Mishnah, the part, the safe of the Mishnah of Sheikh Asir, the Gabriel, that's the case. So because the Mishnah, the Yosef explained, will soon mention. But that's definitely the Sheikh Asir. So I think that according to the Rambam, when the Mishnah says, the Kubum Mato Oyin Natsat, they nechil kabomayim koshim sheiro. So it doesn't mean that ke minatzad they nechil kabomayim koshim is sheiro with the shvar zamei. But if it is nechil kabomayim koshim, so then it is not sheiro, even though it's in neke kishvifares zamei. But the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush that in the nekev, that only in the nekev is kishviferes hamei, only in the nekev is kishviferes hamei, so then only in the nekev is kishviferes hamei, so then it is kshel. But if the nekev is less than Shvera Samei, is Natsat, and it's less than Shvera Samei, even if it is very low in the day, so low that it couldn't preserve the mash of water, but is small naked. Now when I say small naked, I mean less than the size of Shvera Samei. When I say big naked, I mean the side shatan, instead of using gold every time, the expression, less than shatanay, and larger shatanay, so we'll use the expression small naked and big naked. Small naked means less than shatanay, and big naked means shatanay the larger. So in other words, because one could be tempted in a siyumin that in the case of Nikuba Minatzat, they Yechil Rikabu Mayim Kol Sheo, so then it's Sheo, even if it's a small measure, even if it's less than Sheo, because it couldn't preserve any water anyway. It couldn't preserve any water anyway. So maybe even a small naked should be able to kasher a kele, so that water that passes into it will not be controlled. One could argue that way with cogent logic. So Kamashkala, no. That even if the naked is Nikubamir attacked so low that the Yechil Kabu Mayim Kolche, even in that case, it is only Kshero, if it is resonant. So it says Masin Machavit Khila. The reason is why the Mishnah mentions the Yechil Kalumayim Kol Shein, because of what he says after that, the Chamo Yehri Neket, Kishveras Anei. So that's the Tzad Mish. Nikuma Vilmata, Oyin Atzad, even though it's in Yechil Kalumayim Kol Shein, so it's Kshero, only if Chamo Yehri Neket, Kishveras Anei. But if it's a small Neket, less Shveras Anei, so then it's Psuo, even though it's in Yechil Kabo Mayim Kosh. Very Kosh. So then the Rambam is good. But then another question arises. Bishleini Dalo Chayot Din, that he Neket in the Shulayim Mamish. A Neket in the Shulayim Mamish. So, would Kasha the Kehler, even if it's a Neket Konshu, as the Rash says, as the Rosh says. So then, one could argue with cogent logic that just as in the case where the Nekef is Mishalayim Mamash, so even in Nekef Kosher, Kashas the Kehle, why? Why do we say, why does the Rash and the Rosh say that a Nekef Kosher Kashas the Kehle if it's Mishalayim Mamash? Because if there is a naked kosher, he may tzimashke, so it can keep a drop of water. It can keep a droplet of water. Everything will be out. So mele, what kind of a kale is it? What kind of a kibble is it? If every drop is going to leak out, that it can kibble. Very good reason. Very good reason. So mele. One could argue with cogent logic, what difference does it make? Whether the Nekef is Mishwain Mamish, or the Nekef is not Mishwain Mamish, in the day 10, but so long the day 10, adjacent, tangent to the Shalai, so that not a droplet of water could be preserved beneath it. So the same reason, every drop will be out. So we have to explain it. So that's the Kashe Ben Karash. So we have to resort to the explanation being given by my uncle, the Rabbi. I mean, because if it's Nishalayim Mamesh, then it's considered that the Mayim even before it leaks out is already Munachot Avikal. It's not Nishalayim Mamesh. True, it will leak out in a minute or two. But while it's still there, it's considered Munachot. This is the reason. Explanation. All right, it's a good explanation. But one could argue with cogent logic that a naked flow in the tzad near the shalayim so that no water could be preserved in the kele is like a naked in the shalayim mamesh. So come on. But Achrayim say, I didn't see it with the Siyasim says it. Even though I saw some song, they mention it in the name of the Siyasim. But I didn't see it with the Siyasim. But a number of Achrayim do say that the Shittas HaRambam is not like the Rashi Marsh. The Shittas HaRambam is that even a Nekev in the Shalayim Mamish, even a Nekev in the Shalayim Mamish, is doesn't kasha the mikveh if it's less than Shvazim. So then you have kasha from the Tisepte of the Blazer Berges at the Nok of Kinach. So they say the Rambam doesn't pass the like Blazer Berges, even though the Rosh Tisepte is it's more mashma that the aloch is like a brother of his, so they say, Yofir Reisa. Fine, but still we don't pass like a brother of his, and we don't pass like the Chavir of the brother of his. It's a little better. It's a little better. But many achim say it in the Rambam. And I would also say it in the Rambam. Because the Pashtus HaLoshon of the Rambam tends to indicate that in that way. Because the Loshon of the Rambam what a lochet gimo is. Nikvo milmato in a tzad kishishveres hanei sheiro v'yitzaras hanei. Now, what I'm saying now, I never said before in the previous items. Don't think that I always repeat the same thing. This is something I never said before. I've been giving shiurim in Mikvois, I remember how many times. Because I gave the shiurim in Mikvois in York. 30 years ago, I used to give the shiurim in Mikvois for Mikvois. 30 years ago. And I never said it. This is something. This is something. So, the Pashtus Loshon HaRambam is the way many achim assume in Loshon HaRambam. Because Loshon HaRambam means Mikvo Milamato in a tzad. So it's mashma. Bein in the case of Nikvom Minatzat and Bein in the case of Nikvom Mato. So it's only Sheo if it is a big neck. Kishveras Anei. But if it's less than Kishveras Anei, not. Now, so anyway, the question arises, how we try to explain the Rambam. The Rambam appears to be contrary to the Rosh Hashanah Mishnah, because the Rosh Hashanah Mishnah is Nikula Milmato in Natsad Ve'eino Yechel Kavomayim Kol Shein is Kshir. Implication being, if Yechel Kavomayim Kol Shein is not Kshir. Is not Kshir. But according to the Rambam, it's Kshero, even the naked is highly elevated. So we said, the Rambam explains it, that the Nikur Mumato, Oimin Atzad, so even though it's in Yochel Kavumayim Kol Shein, so it's Kshero only with a large naked, Kishvara Tanei, but a small naked not. But if it is highly elevated, then certainly small nekef will not be matzah. So that pshat levushin is aligned with the Rambam and the Gri with the sheet of the Rash and the Rosh that the nekef in the Shuvah manage can kasha the mitri in a small nekef. So then there would be a basis, a logical basis to argue that what is true of the nekef in the Shuvah manage should be true of the naked, low in the daytime, so that it cannot be Mikabu Mayim Kol Shein. But assuming there's so many achayim, that the Shita of the Rambam is counter to the Shita of the Rashi, that the Shita of the Rambam is that a naked in the Shulayim Mamash also does not cash on the kelim unless it's a big naked. But if it's a small naked, mashu, it doesn't cash on the kelim. So how could there be any logic in arguing that when the naked is not sad but tangent to the shalayim, so even a small naked should cash? How could a naked not sad, a small naked not sad, tangent to the Shalayim be better than the Nekev in Shalayim Manish? Unless we are going to say that the Shita of the Rambam is that the Nekev in Shalayim Manish is a small Nekev. How can you say it? Some in the Achim say it's not better, and the Pashas Loshon HaRambam tends to indicate that I would say the same thing. I would say the same thing, but according to the Kri's explanation of the Rambam, we cannot say that pshat, because then there will be stira between the Rambam in Perikvod Miluches Mikvois Halochet Gimur and the Rambam in Perikvod Miluches Poro halacha. Let's turn to the Rambam. I mean, I assume that you all have told in the case. I explained it in the Shia, but that you all. Perikvov, turn, you have to have a Rambam. Perikvov nuchas paradume halacha vov. Sorry, it's not halacha vov, it's halacha zayin. Perikvov nuchas paradume halacha zayin. Klisha nikat no imato, bisot mei, bismakutin, des mishnin perkeo kol. Klisha nikat no imato, in shalai manish, bisot mei, bismakutin, posu, shamayim sheboi, einon alibu akli, elo apkak. So, it's posu in the house. In order to be fit, for mechatos, the halacha is it has to be minach in the keel, not other. It has to be in the keel, the mind chayim, not in, not and something else. Hoyo nokuf natzat upokike, haviz koshea limalis or likabel shulhatz. So that's a mishnah in Perkei Avot. Now turn to the mishnah in Kol. Perkei Avot. Mishnah Zayin. Also, Zayin. The second half of the Mishnah. Mikvo milmato upokiko bismatu, hamayim shebeseicho psul, mitmisheinu magu nikun minatzad, upokiko bismatu, המים שבצריך הקשרים מפני שהם ארגורים כלי. מפני שהם ארגורים כלי. So the Hosh, as the Greece explains it, points out, applies it to a naked that is substantial, that is mafkiya kabolestum, that is mafkiya lishamkeh. What is it in the Kricharas? We are building, we should build with Kricharas. So, what is it? Kikenis mat. In other words, the Mishnah is reference to the case where there was a neke kikenis mashke milimato. And so it was matkia. The shenkele. What did he do? He plugged it. He plugged it. He blocked it with a rag. So what the thing seems to he plugged it with a leg, so the nekef is burnt. So the halacha is the nekef is not burnt. Because a leg is not something permanent. So mele, it's not mevatel the nekef. It's not mevatel the nekef. So mele is considered to have the nekef to genus mashke. If it's considered to have the nekef to genus mashke, that is makia lishen kele. So maybe it's possible lahazis in the chapos. Lahazis. Remember. But then the Mishnah continues. And it says, Minatzadu pokakobis maatu, hamayish b'sehot shele, v'shehagu in kui. Why? Why should it make a difference? So the Rosh says, it means minatzad, but highly even minatzad. So that enough water could be, enough mayim chayim could be preserved below the neket to make hazoye and may meisim from it. So maybe the lower portion of the kele has a kele, ishen kele. So in the discussion, that is the pshat of the Rosh. But if you look in the pshat of the Rambam definition, and in the Rosh and the Rambam, so you see, the Rebbe points out that the Rambam has a different pshat in the Mishnah. where is their Kedosh? Where is the Rosh applies the Mishnah part to the case where the Leket was substantial to Kenes Mashke, that's Mavkia in Mikri Charas, that is used for Mashke, for fluids. The Shinkele, it's not Mikabur Tum anymore, so the Rambam, from his Peirush, in Peirush HaMishnah, it appears that he applies it to a very small neket, the smallest neket. What is the smallest neket in Kale? The smallest neket in Kale? Kimeitzimash is the smallest neket. Now, Kimeitzimash Kale, so is not Mafkedish in Kale. Still, according to the Rambam's Pshat, in Pirush HaMishnah, according to the Rambam's Pshat, in Pirush HaMishnah, So, if it is, if it has a small neket, kimeitzi mashke, in the shalayim, and then he plugged it with a rag, so amayim shebeseich hapsul. Why? Because if there is a neket, no matter how small, even though it's kimeitzi mashke, it's not Mafkia Kaboras Tumet from the Kikharas. But the Mayim Shevi Seicho are considered Talpidim to be Munach Ogalaka. Even though it's actually the Mitzies Munach Bikere on account of the way that plugs the Neke, but that's not considered Talpidim, the way. So Mele, even while the rake plugs the neket, the mind that is inside the kele is considered to be munach gabikar. But when is it considered to be munach gabikar? If the neket is in the shavayim mamish, but if the neket is natsat, if the neket is natsat, upoki kopismah. So then Amayim Shebeseichot Sheirim. Amayim Shebeseichot Sheirim. Why are they sharing? Why are they sharing? Because only if there is naked in the Shalayim Mamesh, it's considered Munach Bikar. But if it's Natsad, so then it's not considered Munach Bikar. It's not considered Munach Bikar. And the Shekel is not Roka. Because the neket is a very small neket, it's only kimeitzi mashke, not ki kimeitzi mashke. So, according to the Ravol's explanation of the Rambam holds that when there is a neket in the Shalayim Mamesh, even the neket is much less than Shalayim, less than 10 kimeitzi mashke, as long as it is large enough to be Meitzi Mashke. That's a naked Mashke. Meitzi Mashke is a naked Mashke. That's the smallest naked in here. Meitzi Mashke. If water leaks out to that naked, some Mele, even though he plugged it, with a rag, So it's considered Muna Bikarki. So really the question arises, now let's return to the Rambam in voice. Mikvo milmato in a tzad, pishere samei, ksheiro vein pisala samis. Assuming like the Achreim who say, that Rambam means Bein mikvah mamata, bein yatsav. So it's in the Shvara Samikve only if it is as large as Shvara Samikve. But if it's less than Shvara Samikve, so it puzzles me. Why? Because it choked. Why is it choked? Why is it choked? Because it was Bekele. It passed through a Kele. But according to Ravon's explanation of the Rambam, a naked Mishwai Mame is a very small naked. He makes him mashke. So it makes it that we consider the Mayim in the Kele not being Munach in the Kele, but being Munach al Gabakalke. So the Mayim was never Munach in the Kele, even though it went into it. So if it was never Munach in the Kele, why should it become Shol? Why should it become Shol? The Mayim is not, it was never Munach in the Kele. Shol means that it was Munach in the Kele for one moment. It was never, even the moment that it was in the Kele, our Pidin, it was not in the Kele. It was Munach in the Kele. And if we assume like the Achreinik, that the Shitas Rambam is, that even the Neket in the Shalai Mamesh doesn't kasha the Kele, unless it's as large as Shveras Anei, then we have to reject the Rambam's explanation. Because the two are not consistent with each other. So in order to accept the Rambam's explanation of the Rambam, in Pelekvot Moses for Aloch HaZayim, we have to say the Pshat and the Rambam and everything. It's true, I mean, I myself would also say like that. But I have a riot. So the Pshat and the Rambam is like this. Nikvah Milmat. Then he doesn't say Nikvah Mil... Bein Nikvah Milmat. Bein Yassad. Imanekei Kishver HaSamei Kishayo. He says Nikvah Milmat. So Nikvah Milmat means anything. Even much. Oy min atzad ki shveras aneid. So the shveras aneid modifies only in atzad, relates only to min atzad, but doesn't relate to nikvah mat. I know that if you mention it to someone, they'll tell you that I said a wrong pshat in Rambam. Because that someone knows what Achrin said. I also know what Achrin said. But I'm mentioning the reason as to why I see that. I would also say, at first blush, and this is the way I assumed all the time, in the previous cycles, so I assumed like that, and then I said, it's difficult. But this is what I think. The Pshat in the Rambam is, Mikvah no matter. So it doesn't matter how large it is, even if it is small. So then, Kshevalim Sarasamei. Now that's a big chiddush. That's a big chiddush. So then we can accept our role. I'm only amazed that Ravol did not discuss this song. Because without that, so that this Rambam indicates, not like him, he says that the Nekev in the Shalai Mamash, even in Masha, Chimeitzi Mashke, so is enough to establish the Aloche, that the mind in the Kele is Muna Bikarke, so maybe why does it require Shveras Anei? It is Muna Bikarke, even in the small Nekev, less Shveras. But if we say that Pshat in the Rambam, so it's okay. Not that it's big chiddush. You would see many achrayim different. When I say many achrayim, I'm not aware, you know, the early achrayim. I mean the scrolling that were written, let's say, within the last 50 or 60 years. So, I don't know, maybe it's mentioned as an achrayim, I'm not involved. No, I mean, I admit that on the surface, the pshat in the Rambam appears to be mikvah ben lomato ben atzad. If it's shveras anei, then it's shveras. But if it's shveras anei, So being a tzar and being a lato, it's possible. But I don't see any difficulty in explaining Rambam that way. Need from a lato. Or even a tzar to Shurasan. Shurasan it relates only to a tzar, but no lato, not that to Shurasan. Need more, any day. If the shiur, so then you won't have any difficulty from the disciple. Like this, you have to say, Kablaz of Barabyesi, said like that, the Ramon doesn't pass by Barabyesi. But the notion of the deceptives, of Sheposi, of Chabira, only Yofir is not Mashma, I mean, Yofir is of Balaloch, it's not like. Like the Rosh Rabbeinu and the Chavir, it's not much for him to set the victory. But like this, it's okay. Like this, it's okay. Some may, but we can say that the Pshat, the Rambam, the Mishni, oh yes, that the Pshat Rambam, in the form of the Mishni, how can you know? Appears to be contrary to the word of a Mishnah, the Dalai Lama's voice. Haloche, where the Mishnah says, Mikudam numato in Natsab, Vinichil likabu mayim kolche in Shion. Vinichil likabu mayim kolche in Shion. So it's mashma. Only in yichilik avomayim kol shein is kshela. But if it's yichilik avomayim kol shein, it's not kshela. In Yiddish, that's the way the Rashi and the Rosh explain Mishnah. But we say that the Rambam explains it differently. Mikvo mikuvim umata. Mikuvim umata. Only a tzad, a filu eini yechil kavu mayim kol shein, is kshe'o only if you come in here like a person, if it's large. But if it's a small nekev, even though the nekev is low in the data, it cannot be kavu mayim kol shein, it's so it is a tzad. It is a tzad. So that's why the Rambam passes Mikvam and Mato, even in Nekev Kolchil. So it's Sheol, or in Asati, Shveras Anei, it's also Sheol. Then if it's high in the Deifer, and even if it's low in the Deifer. So it's only Sheol if it's Shveras Anei. But if it's less than Shveras Anei, it's not Sheol. Now, let's go over the other Shemitah. I don't think, I told you, that I must be big up things. I always say, I mean, copper, all the Mishnayas in the hay, it doesn't seem that before Munche would be able to cover his single mission in the hay. Because I'm not full yet. It's a doubt. Okay. So, that's Halacha Gimel in the Rambam. Now let's see what the Rambam says in Halacha Dao. Halikeach kli godeo kin chovyes deilo yareivo deilo v'nokvei nekev amtarei v'kobi de'aretz v'yoso mikve harei ze kosher. Now it's another Halacha Dao. Halikeach kli godeo in Hobbes Delo, we are able to Delo, we knock in Nekevantare, we cover the Oret, we are so rich there, Harem ze kosher. Now, what kind of a Kli? A Kli God, does he have reference to a Kli, a Kheres, a Matres? He doesn't say. He says, stop. Kli God who can hold his day off, or a ring of day off, do not clean like a vampire, he copied the arts, or some other. It doesn't say what kind of a tailor. Any tailor? Or a specific tailor creates the matter. But he says, Inokri Nekevantai. Now, what does it mean, Nekevantai? A Nekev that is Matkia Kabosin. A Nekev that is Matkia Kabosin. Now, the halacha is like this. The Gavit Kabosin, if it creates, so then only very big Nekev. And that's the biggest Nekev I think he killed. She made Serine. Is Matkia Kabosin. If it's Kriharas, then a Nekev. If it's Kriharas, then Nekev Kimetzi Zayis is Mafkir Kabolsvot. Nekev Kimetzi Zayis is Mafkir Kabolsvot. It has Mafkir Kabolsvot. And if it's Yuchet for Mashkin, then Kikines Mashkin is Mafkir Kabolsvot. Here he says, the Nokri Nekev Antar. The Nokri Nekev Antar. Because if Mishnah Nebes Yosef, say, the same Chava. So they say that the Rambam in Al-Khadalah is reference to Ikhlicheres. The Rambam in Al-Khadalah is reference to Ikhlicheres. To Ikhlicheres. And by Ikhlicheres, so, that, and when he says Nekev Antare, it means that it's Mafkir Kabolestume. He means he makes his eyes. Even though there is another shield to be Mafkir Kabolestume in respect to the Cheres that you have in Mashi. But because of Mishneh, Joseph assumes that here he means the general Nekev that is Mafkir. So that's he makes his eyes. He makes his eyes, because King Smashke applies only to a specific Ikhlicheres that is used exclusively for fruits, not for salads. But if it's Ikhlicheres that is used for fruits, for salads, for everything, so then only Nekev he makes his eyes is Mafkir Kabolsvot. This is what the Yosef, because of Mishnah says. We're so weak to raise the question. Now the question is this. Here we see, here in Halacha Gimel, the Rambam doesn't say he called the gods. Even if he didn't install it in the car, it remained ours, he just put it on the car without touching it in the car. So if the naked is his, there is an age, then it's Sheikh or then the Pisaras Samit. Then the Pisaras Samit. But in Halacha Dawah, he says, the Nokri Nekev Antare, the Kobi Ba'aretz, implication being that if it's not Kobi Ba'aretz, it's not kosher. It's not kosher. Why? So there is a very simple character on that question. Because in Halacha Gimel, he discusses the question of show, not whether you can be tailor in the shaykhis itself. Whether the water that passes through the shaykhis and then goes down to the mikveh, whether it's show or not show. So, there, the Rambam requires a nekev kishver sanei, a nekev kishver sanei, and a naked Kishveras Anei without installing it in the car. Mashenke in Halacha Dalet, he requires a in Halacha Dalet, he says, he also becoming warrants was a mikveh out of the kosher, you can take it on it. And Reb Chaim also says that this is the reason as to why the Rambam requires kovi ba'aretz in order to be able to be tailored in that care. Now then it starts to rain, it's a big chovias, and Mem Sor makes shomi, rains in, since it's Chovi Vorets, so maybe you can be tabled in that field. So there are two prerequisites in order to be able to be tabled in that field. Number one, it should have a neke antare, kinetzi zait. And number two, that it should be Chovi Vorets. But suppose it is not Chovi Vorets, but it's, if there is a neke, if he makes a neke, he makes his eyes, then according to the Siyosef, so then it is kosher, it doesn't become choked, but you cannot be tabled. Alright. So that's how I have done. Now, we wait in that sort of scenario. Now, let's look at the aloche in the Rambam, in aloche ches, Pirtvot, aloche ches. Hasido v'akevo shebiyam, imadil v'em elinkin odem kubim kishvar azanei. So he again talks about madil v'em. Madil v'em. So, what kind of Mashiach does he mention? A neke kishvar azanei. So then, if you have a naked Fisharas Anei, then you can be tabled inside. And you don't have to be Kiveya at the carpet, because the Rambam said, Hasido Vatevo Shabiyam, in Magbirim Ba'emel, in Kugim Fisharas Anei. Does the Rambam say that? The Imkobi Bikarke, Madurme, in Kubin Shara Sanei, Kubin Kaji Madurme, the way he says in Aloha Dalat, he says, Inokhe Neke Vantare, the Kubi Be'eretz was in Kari Bekosh. But not Kubi Nat. Here he says, if he doesn't mention Kubi Boretz, if he did Neke Shara Sanei. So, there is so much confusion here in the Rambam. So how do we reconcile the three Rambams? In Aloha Gimel, he talks of becoming show or not becoming show. So he requires a Nekim Shara Sanei. In Aloha Dalet, he talks of being tabled. And he says, Nekim Antara, not Shara Sanei. The Kovi Boretz, and he requires also Kovi Boretz. Then you can be tabled. And then in Aloha Ches, he also says he can be taken there. But he requires a Neki Sharas Anei, but not come. So what's going on here? So the Bes Yosef, because it's Mishnah, the Bes Yosef is, you know, is Tatsadik Tes in the Torah, Tatsadik Tes. So the Bes Yosef says as follows, that Aloha Gimel has reference. So because the Mishnah, the Joseph says this out. Halochi Gimel, the Rambam talks of the Sheikish of itself. What's a Sheikish? What is it? Klimatres? Creates? Klicheres? Now naturally, a Sheikish is a Klierik. What's the Halochi Klierik? Kliadomo, Klieven, Kliglowing is not the Kamukumi altogether. Which came on the Kabbalah, the Cheres, the Matres, the Eitz, but Koyaponi is not the Kabbalah yet. Rabbi Yosef says that the Rambam in Halacha Gimel has referenced the Kli Avon Shekes. I mean, sometimes then that's the Kli Avon. That's not the Kabbal Tume altogether. So Mele, there is no union of Nekev Amtar. When is a child to say Nekev Amtar? This is the kind of thing that when the Cholem is the Kabbal Tume. And when it becomes Nishba, it's not the Kabbal Tume. So then we can talk of Nekev Amtar. Machine came, if it's forever, it's never become a point. So there is no such thing as a naked on power. So Mele, the only naked that is Mahtia, the same we, so that it will not become show, is a naked Ishvara from it. Now, in our Hadalet, the Shiota says that Rambam is referenced to the Kharas. The Kharas is the capital. But if there is a Sheber, in the Kharas, if there is Nishba, and if there is a Nekev, he makes his eyes, so then it's Mavkiya Kabbalah Sun. So that's why the Rambam mentions, Nokve Nekev Amtar, he makes his eyes. Where did the Rambam get it halacha? So, the Beis Yosef says, it sounds strange, but that's what everybody said in the Rambam. That he got in the deception, that the Rash mentioned. Omer Rabbat Barabesi, Halloche zu reisom tar, pireinu tar. So, how does the Rash explain? Halloche zu reisi pireinu taro? So that it means, ritaro even nokuf kimachat. So it becomes story, or it becomes, doesn't become show. But Yosef says, that according to the Rambam, Halacha Zuo Reisi B'Rein Litaro, it means Litaro, if there is a Nekev, to be Maftia the Tume, to be Litaya, so that it will not be Litaro Tume, let's say he makes his eyes, so then it doesn't become true. That's the Rambam's pshat, his strange pshat, in the deceptive. Halacha Zuo Reisi B'Rein Litaro, if the naked is Mavkiya Kabbalah Sun, is entire from Kabbalah Sun, that he made his eyes. Now, Halacha Ches, but in Halacha Dalet, where he mentions, in Halacha Dalet, where he mentions Harizi Kosha to be table net, so the Rambam requires two things. First of all, it should be naked on Tare, right? And then it should be covered with Boretz. Suppose it has naked on Tare, but it's not covered with Boretz, it just placed it on the carpet. So then it doesn't become choked. But to be tabling it, not. To be tabling it, not. To be tabling it, not. We'll soon see. This is where Chaim explains it. Why to be tabling it not? Because you know, Tfile is Halacha, Tfile has to be Bikar. It's not that Tfile B'Kiri is possible. Even Tfile in Yeshiva Kiri is possible. It has to be Bikar. So Mele Nekev Amtare is sufficient to Matia, the Shem Klishon. But Yeshiva Kiri it is. So what the veil is the fact that it is a shevaker. It cannot be taken in shevaker either. Suppose you have a big fragment of a cable, big fragment of a cable, that is identical, and then it was broken into fragments. And each fragment is so large that you can preserve a mensal water in it, in the fragment. Suppose you fill up the fragment with Mensah, and then you are table. Tfilah is not Tfilah. Because Tfilah has to be Bikarki, not in Tfilah, not even in Shevaki. So that's why the Rambam, the Chaim explained it, that's why the Rambam in Halacha Dalet, he says, Halakiach Kigodu, Kinchobis Deilo, Yarelo Deilo, Kinochi Nekel Amtare, so that is Mafkir Shekir. Let's explain it like the Bishyas. The Chaim doesn't say whether he explained it like Bishyas or not, but I think it can accord with Bishyas' shot. Let's say, he makes his eyes. So in the Chares, it's Machia the Shemkele. So he doesn't tell the Shemkele. But the Shemkele it is, how can you retain it? But if it's called the Gorets, so then it's considered that the mind is become. But if it doesn't tell the Nekevam Tarek, then even if it's copied Gorets, it's the mind is considered to be the Zerakri and not the Zerakar. Not the Zerakar. So it's like copied you say copied. Some really cannot be taken. Alright. Then in Aloha Ches, this is mentioned by the Chaim and the Rambam. But we should go over the Chaim and the Rambam to what was the phrase Aloha Dalet. I should have told you to go over it. But I forgot. Alright, anyway. Now, in Aloha Ches, the Yosef says, the Rambam talks of Siddur Teva Shebiyam. Now what kind of table is that? It's table. What is stump table? Stump table is cheres. Stump table is eight. A box. It's a wooden box. Now what's the shiur on tare? In the creates, he makes it in it. That's much larger than makes his eyes. For his eyes now it's relatively small. The pomegranate is relatively large. It's one of the biggest fruits of pomegranate. So, that's the Meitzer Rimen. And Meitzer Rimen is even larger than Shfaras Amei. Shfaras Amei is a circle that you draw over the thickness of the two fingers used as a diameter. So that's much smaller than Meitzer Rimen. So Mele, since it is a create, so even if he doesn't have the shiur on tare. Even if he doesn't have the shiur on tare, so then, as long as it has a nekev shveras amei, so then not only if the water that comes into it does not become shoyu, but you can retain on it. You can retain on it. In other words, he says, Hasidu Latim Shriyam, in Magdun Ben, and King Kum Shrasanei. But suppose it has a naked Shrasanei. It has a naked Kishrasanei. So then, the mind is considered to be the Kalke. I mean, the Vishyasa doesn't say that, but that I'm saying that. So Mele, to the Aloha of Yerubik Voids, you can retain on it. But if the Neke is less than Shrasane, but it's Litare, it's Bakhtiya Kabolestune, then if it's called Bikalke, so then it's considered to be Bikalke. But if it's Shrasane, then it's considered not the character, even if it's less than Shiras Amei. That's the Shikas. Now, that's the Russian Vishnu. Look at Tziv Zion and the Tziv Mem. First Tziv Zion. Reishalev Tziv Zion. Halukiach Tziv Godeil, King Chobyez Deilo, Oyariv Ogdeilo. Zinokti Nekevam Tare. Now let's ignore for a moment the Agoris Chamot. The Kovri Boretz, the Osi Mikve, Harizi Kosher. So what does the Mechaba discuss here? With the question whether it becomes show, or more than that, whether it can be used as a Mikve. So in other words, there's Lashon HaRambam. There's Lashon HaRambam in Perek Vav Halacha Dalet. Harizi Kosher. V'chein in poka kanekev besid u bebinye in the case v'amayim amit musichem mikve kosher sot mi besid u begopsis adayim u pitros amikve ad shikrienu beoretz o yidne v'imulichi al gabi oretz al gabi asid u'mira abitit min adodin harei ze kosher so so that's the Lashon HaRambam in Perek Vav Halacha Dalet. But he says, the Rambam says, "Yei Sheimrim, Ki Bino Nekev Kishver Asamim." Bino Nekev Kishver Asamim. In other words, that we require Nekev Kishver Asamim, and Nekev Antare is not enough. Nekev Antare is not enough. But that's the Agoris Chamot. But let's just consider the Mechaba, not what the Rambam says. This is in Siv Zayin. Now turn to Siv Mem. Siv Mem. Siman Reshalet, Siv Mem. Kli Shemikad Bishulye, in the Shemai Mamesh, after the culture, in the Choshet Kli, Yitzhak. So how is it possible that even in Nekev Mashi, less than Nekev Hamitah, Kolche, Meitzi Mashto, there's the smallest Nekev in here. So he doesn't pass the Nekev. When you call Mokei, Ein Lihokei lasis mikve lechatchile ulodimayim bichli minuket keze. That's because the Rosh Shite in the Chuvis, not the Rosh in his Perush HaMikvois, not the Rosh in Lichas Mikvois that you find after Misachas Mide, but the Rosh in the Chuvis. The Rosh in Lichas Mikvois says the opposite. But anyway, that's the Rosh in the Chuvis. His shita is that when it become kosher, to allow the water to pass through it, only if the nekev is as large as Shvaras Hanei. The Rosh in the Chuvis, remember, not the Rosh in his Perush, but the Rosh in his Chuvis. So the Mechaba passes basically like that Rishon, that even the nekev, like the Rash, in the Rosh, in the Kvois, that the Nekev Mashu in the Shalayim Mamesh kashas the Kiyot. So the water doesn't become shem. Doesn't become shem. But he says, L'chatchile, we should be cheshish for the Shikas or Rosh in the Chuv. In Hokei L'asis Mikve, L'chatchile, Ulhobi Mayi, Kichui minuket, kozet. So the Tas says in Sifnum Zayin, mashma dafke kozet, she minuket kolshu, avolim bishvara samei, mei yakul chatchil. There's the sheet of the Rosh in the Chuvis. The sheet of the Rosh in the Chuvis. All right. Now, so, now to go back to Siv Zayin in the Mechaba. Yeah. Now, again, how the Kiyah Kri Godel, King Hobbies Dela, we are able to Dela, the Nokhi Nekivam Tare. The Hamas says, the Yeshim in the Beinon, Nekiv Yishrei. So, Tur Ve'orosh Vichuvet, the Chinish Achman, but that's the Ramah, not the Mechaba. The Mechaba says, Nekiv Antare, the Shikis Aramba. The Kobi Boris was a new Tare the Kosh. Now, look into the Shach, Sifchot Gimu, the first, at the end of the first line, that Kufay Gimu, Mikol Mokim Torechinim, the first line, on top there, that Daf Kufay Gimu Amidale, the Mashma Yisrael Amchaber, the Neket Kol Shehu, Lo Yisadi Klal Midine, we require Neket Amtare, but the Neket Kol Shehu is not enough. Kimitz is also required. Or come on, receive men, cosa, Christian, you can be sure after the culture, in Hosh Kri, lives your amicre. So there's a sphere between the Mechavas Psach in Sif Zayin and the Mechavas Psach in Sifne. In Sif Zayin, he says, that the Nekev Koshu doesn't kasher. But what kashers it? Nekev Amtar, like the Shiva Saramba. Nekev Amtar kashers it. Nekev Amtar kashers it. And then, in Sif, he says that Nekev Koshu kasher. So there's a scale. So why does the Shach say? The Shach says, the Efsher, Vorov Shemlikam, Himal Pimash Kosak Shoma Hakei, Umkomo came in Lohoki Lasses Nikil Hakir, because he was a Lima. So what the Shach directs that when the Rambam says, when the Mechaber says that Nekev Amtare, he means Lechatchil, because the Sif Memi says, even though Mitcha Divine Nekev Kosher in the Shalayim kashas it, but the chatchila you should be chesish for the shikar the rosh and the chumis. So when he says here nekev amtarei, he also means the chatchila. But the ebe did me nekev kosher with kashmi. But of course, it's idich. In the shach admits that it's idich. Now if you look in the if you look into the Pisker Tshuva here, Os Yudveis, which starts on Kufayim Beis on Beis, but continues into Kufayim Gimel on Medal, the Pisker Tshuva, Os Yudveis, who was master, the Kovi God. So in the beginning he says, I am seeing a material, a mission, that's not important for us. Then, look at that Kufayim Gimel on Medal, where he mentions the Chuvas of Gleia. The third line, the Ayin, the beginning of the third line, the Ayin, the Chuvas of Gleia, the Sinan on the test, the Daite Gamkin Pshitus, the Hanan, the Kida, the Ayin, the Boa, the Kaaf, Omar, I'm sorry, is the wrong Pisra Tshuva. That Pisra Tshuva mentioned the same Tshuvas on the radio, but we got another point. Turn to the Pisra Tshuva and seek men. Oshobo. And seek men. Grisha Nukat Bishuye. Oshobo. After we call you in Hoshit Kriyusotamit. Ayin Shachriyo. Sikot Nukhogimu. Shirik Shod Zeseser. Rimashikos of Rio. Sik Zion. Bishom Sir and Haber. The boy in Lake of Antai. The Mitra Kriyashi. Bishom Ireland Hakri. Ayin Shom. ולאמס, יש איצטייר, לשום הטיק דאס הרמבה בקשיטוס, דאפי נקף המפארל מענה, אלא נקקו לגאורת של מייסבינים, וכאן הטיק שיטס הרש והראש, דאפי נקף כל שהוא לחוד מענה, אפילו לא יקום לבורת, ומשמע אפילו התחיל ובו יקום לבורת, ובוזה לא יהיה יותר את השח, ואיגי יש איצטייר, ומוצא סביב תשובה סמיר, עדי לו, רבי נעקי ואיגי אז הצהל, סימר ומאי, שכוסה ישנה בסינג'ל, שכוסה פריאה של זייס, וליהו סיבזיין, אייר אלינו ליטו בסיכם. וכאן אייר אלינו ליטו המים הייצים בפוי זו. והמחבר הכריע כנצבור אל נפשי. וליהו ליטו בסיכם, ביברי סייחושה של הסרמה. But according to Rav Chaim, it's not a question of being Christian as Rambam. The Rambam himself mentions it only in connection we've been telling the Sefer Nekev Mitar. You see, anyway, so Abdeleya gives you very good terms. Because it's very amazing. It is obvious that Abdeleya's terms is the truth, is the emes in the Shiva Sabachana. He says there is no sphere between Sif Zion and Sif Men. Because you look at the washing or the washing of the Mechaba. In Sif Zion, in Sif Zion he says, in Sif Zion he says, how a keach the godl can hold his dilo, yareh the dilo, we knock the nekev amtare, the kovi boret, for so mitvah is a kosher. So he says it's kosher evil v'sechem. So that in itself becomes a mitvah. So there, a nekev kosher will not make it in the Nikkei Shero. Why? Because the naked kosher will not make it into a Nikkei Shero. So then, in order to become a Nikkei Shero, so he, first of all, he has to be Mafkia, the Shemkele, Ligamre, so only Nekkei Vantare to meet his eyes. And even that alone is not enough. Because if he makes a neket, he makes his eyes, so it's not an unbroken keret. So it's a shiva keret. You cannot be tabled in a shiva keret. You have to be tabled in bikar kamamesh. You have to be tabled in bikar kamamesh. You have to be tabled. You have to be tabled in bikar kamamesh. So mele, in order to be considered that the mayim is bikar kamamesh, he has to install it also. But if he doesn't make it okay, he just installs it. So it's Torosh Nesit Chitre. Torosh Nesit Chitre is our Torosh. So then the mind is not the car. The mind is still the car. But makes it okay. That's Machiavish in here. And then he installs it in the karaka. So then the mind is the karaka mind. Then the mind is the karaka mind. That's in Sif Zayin. In Sif Mem, however, he says, Kli Shemikad Bishuye, Atul Kol Shehu, In Choshit Kli, Lifzor Samichi. Lifzor Samichi. So he doesn't discuss just. So he says, Kli Shemikad Bishuye, Atul Kol Shehu, In Choshit Kli, Lifzor Samichi. So, in other words, to make a joke, here he discusses not Tvile B'Seicha Kli itself. To pass out the water that passes through that Kli and then the rain goes down into the Mikveh to pass out the Mikveh because of Tvile. So there, even with Snikat Bishuye, and without having Mashu, and even if it's Snikat Mashu Bishuye, and it's not coming right, so it's Makia the Shem Kri. It's Makia the Shem Kri because all the water, it's not a Kri Kibu anymore. All the water will leak out, so it's not a Kri Kibu anymore. It's not a Kri Kibu anymore. So in Mele, it doesn't become show. But that doesn't mean that you can tell the Sechei. Tell the Sechei, you must have naked Kemetzi's eyes, number one, and number two, you have to install the Karakim. So that's a very good habit, by the way. I mean, I'm sure that this is the real shot in the Bechad. The real shot in the Bechad. Is it ready for the two? What?
Almost,
okay, so we I again forgot. Now for next year. So for next year, next week, you should go over Perikei. All the Mishnayos in Perikei. In Perikei, I mean, we not only read the Rav, but the Rash and the Rosh Hashanah. Rashi, the Rosh and the Rambam. And then you should go over to the Pais in the place. One of the Pais is very important. The first of Pais in the place. And there is Bob Alokhadal. I mean, I discuss part of it, right? This and the Rambam, the three Rambams. And then the other Ephraim, that's on the first mission in Perkei, Shavis, Perkei Salochetes. But, if you find difficult the Chaim's discussion of Gemara and Zvochim in the Kopei, so you can skip that, because that's not indispensable for the Chaim's explanation of the Rambam Yerushim. If you don't find it difficult, okay. But if you find it difficult, so the whole paragraph where he discusses the Gemara and Zvochim in the Kopei, so you can skip. But first go over the Chaim to Rav Alochadal. Right. So my prediction is
where it's impossible, even if we cut, and then
some we saw that that some Achron would say that if the tchila, the three lulim fall in before before the rest of the mikvah, the rest of the mikvah comes in and pops up. So that's another situation where it doesn't matter if it's from many kelim. So, and then the third possible situation is if, let's say, it's the law of the mikvah. In other words, the halakha of three lugim, the Rashi and the Raya say, and the Shach seems to pass me that way, that you need at least a lug in each kli, that's if it's a miyat of the mikvah. So it's a special tzul of gimel lugim. Then you have these halakhas. But if the role of the mikvah is my yeshua, so then it makes no difference whether it came in from a thousand or even more, where each kli has much less than the lug. But if role of the mikvah is my yeshua, then it's certainly really possible. This halacha, these halachas of one lug in each from each kli, is only when it's a miyat of the mikvah, not when it's even maksal maksal. So there are many situations where we can visualize that a kli cut in less than a lug could possibly. So it's not difficult, the halacha of Evan Gog Rakhapah. Evan Kli Avon Rakhapah, so even though it's not the Kabbal Tumma, it's so sure we can call it Kabbal Tumma. If it's a kli kibbol, the possible the mind, even if it's not the Kabbal Tumma. So if it has four edges, four rims, which was a quick evil, then it's possible. If not, then it doesn't happen. Also, So if it's Zakha, Tido, the Dark, the Bach, and other Achronim say that the Indian of the Dark is locked up, but it doesn't matter. Why. That's just a broken rule. That's the Orkha the Milsa. It doesn't really matter why it was not called Tida. The significant point is that it's not really the Kabbalah. But even if, let's say, it was not called Tida with the intention that the Mayim should go into the Mikvah, it still wouldn't pass on the direction. It still wouldn't pass on the direction. The only thing is then we have a problem of Habiyasa Deitoma if the circumstances were such that there is a problem of Yasa. The Mitzat Shav, if it's not Roy Lekabel, if it's Zakhal Tzida, in such a way that it's not Roy Lekabel, it doesn't pass all, it's just the Orkha the Milsa, that the Mishnah says. So this is what the Torah says. Zakhal Tzida Yiduach, HaKinu Yeish Losafos, Eno Kosafos. Kainish Eno Medes, Kainish Roy Lekabel. If the Dorum Shahamayim, Ugin Lovol, Mitzvah Zolos. So if the Mayim wouldn't come into the mikvah without it, then there's another psalm, then there's a psalm of Yasa Zaytuma. So, now, the Rosh Hashanah strange is, Now we understand what the Torah should have said, and the Torah should have said this, even though it's Zakhval Tzida, so it couldn't possibly say Shuvim. But since through this kli it comes into the mikvah, it's going to have the Yasa Yitam. But he says, I feel like there's a Safa cloud. But that's strange, because if there's no Safa, then it's Pshute Kriyetz. If Pshute Kriyetz is not the Kabbalah Tumah, so it's not the Yasa Yitam. So the Vitz Yosef has this question. So the Vitz Yosef is an honor to the Tumah, but we'll see later. We have a Shach and a Taz, we discuss it also. The Vitz Yosef says, if it means that there's no stuff at all, so it wouldn't be a Kabbalah Tumah. What kind of the truth creates in the Kabbalah Tumah? It means there's no, it's not the Kabbalah Raya. After the Lord of the Mishan, Havaya Tamikvah is done in Kabbalah. The Esher, the Nikla calls for Sisera. So Sisera, I read, after the Lord of the Kabbalah, from a Kenneth, with two lights in Kabbalah. The Absher, the Nishma, is done. The Holy Spirit creates in Kabbalah, the Kumar, the Absher, the Holy Spirit, 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 and then the Ben Gavayah to say, Shereshah, 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 to say that. Then we shall say that the Psula of the Asa Yisuma only applies to something that's in the Kalatum of the Raisa. Kalatum of the Raisa. And as a matter of fact, in the Grisha, he asked the Tema Lomar, he lives so on Mikvah, the Akash of the Kalatum of the Raisa. The Loke, Tema Lomar, he thought of Kalam, the Simon Zeh, the Shem Kabar Tina Kalatum Shal Eish, the Pi Tina Shal Abar. So he asks from later on the halakha version of the Torah is Shemesh Rosh. So the halakha of Yosef Yitzchak only applies if it comes directly from the Dabar Kavatun into the Mikvah. So we shall say, it comes from a Tzuna Shal Avar, and at the end of the Tzuna Shal Avar you attach a Tzuna Shal Eitz, there's no Tzuna of Yosef Yitzchak. And if Tzuna Shal Eitz is also Tzuna Yosef Yitzchak, so what does it help? This is a sinner's aimless dalatos, aimless pressure to Roy Lahavi al Yodo, Mayan Mikvah. Talk at Bo. So, talk at Bo, Gumo, Akas Tana Kodish Kabu. Imu shall eat Afilun in Haguma Mazekas, and Kulshahu Nasa Kula Yoga Kli. The Kola Mayim Shogarwal of Shugim Shugim. In the Shum Washington. So the Torah says, as he mentioned in the Mishnah, that if you choke Guma Akas Tana, so by eight, so even though the Guma is only Nasa Kulshahu, Nasa Kula Aliyah Kli. So the whole Sinar becomes a Kli. The Kol HaMayim Sh'Overmol of Shuvim Shuvim. So all the Mayim that pass over the Sinar become Shuvim. And the Lashon Shulchan Aruch, there's also a Lashon Shulchan Aruch. In the Sif Lamed Vav. So Nasa Kula Aliyah Kli, Kol HaMayim Sh'Overmol of Shuvim Shuvim. So it's mashma, if we take this literally, it sounds as if the Torah is saying that when you have a guma kolshu, so the whole sinar has been a klikivo. And any mayim that comes over this sinar, even if the mayim doesn't pass in this guma, suppose let's say not all the mayim passes in the guma. So suppose not all the Mayim pass in the Guma. So still, the whole thing is a Ketivah and everything becomes possible. That's the Pashto Shalom. Nasa Kula Yadav Ketivah, Chol HaMayim Shalom of Shuv and Shuv. All the Mayim in the Chol HaMayim, even that which doesn't go in the Guma. That's what he seems to be saying. Now, as a matter of fact, in the Perush of Rosh Hashanah, the third Dalit, they have a similar expression, not as explicit, but a similar expression. He says, Choshek Kli, V'chol HaMayim Ha'obrim V'tzina Rosh Hashanah. Now the Chorah, this is to make the Shach. Because the Shach is to cut Mayim Zayim. So he has to catch him. If Elak leads out the Shuvim, the Kolom Kamarim, the boy in the Lam Shacha, who Shiva, Shim Shikua, is Shera. Shiva Shikua is Shera. So, through the mind that passes through the Tzinar is Shuvim. But after it goes out of the Gulma, there's Hamshacha on the Tzinar itself. The Dosha Gulma, the Mayer, the Fakak HaGulma, some of them. Maybe we'll say that the Gulma is at the edge of the Tzinar near the Rikma. The Dosha. The Indian of Hamshacha. The Dosha to apply to that. The old, the Tzinar should Tzinar Kan Rikan, Makhan Kudah Tzinar Orach Kama. The contrasting case to the case of the Gula is a similar to Sarmikan and Sarmikan. So there it's not Masa or Kabbalah. But there it's wide aware in the middle. So even though it's Makabbalah, since it's not Masa or Kabbalah, it doesn't pass. So the case that does pass is the analogous case where there's a Gula in the middle. So it's Hamshok. So he answers that it's a case where there is no road mind share. The case where there is no road mind share. Now the Torah, according to what it seems in the Lashon and the Tzor and the Shulchan Aruch, is no kasha altogether. Because since there's a Guma in the clay, in the Tzinar, so the whole Tzinar is in the Ketivo, and even Mayim that doesn't pass through the Guma becomes Mayim Shuvim. So the whole clay passes. So it's not chapter Sam Shah. It's not chapter Sam Shah. I just had a work of him when we were going on the Indian Hamshacha. I pointed out that on that sugya, the Gilyan Marsha is order to this shach. Apparently, to point out that according to the Pesach and the Shulchan Aruch label, the Hamshacha has to be on Gabi Karka, there would be no kash either. This here is not Hamshacha on Gabi Karka. It's not Hamshacha on Gabi Karka. Alright, but it's not Hamshacha on Gabi Karka. Okay, but I mean, but the shach has the kasha anyway. But in any event, it seems from the shach that only the guma can passel. Only the mayim that comes into the guma passels with that shach. And but the rest of the tzinar doesn't. And that's why he asks that it's hamshach. That's why he asks it's hamshach. But the pasul also of the tzur and shemara is not machana. No, but in the chora now. Let's consider this point. After all, we see the Chorah that the Shach is right, because the halacha is the Shach is right, because we see the halacha. The Mishnah says that, and it's mentioned in the Torah also, Zakol Lidua Beitach and Beitach Ain Pesel Asinah. So if you're zokeh the three people in such a way that it's not royal the castle. Such a way it's not going to the capital, so it doesn't pass the mic. So the passion would seem to be why there's a continual. So because when does Mayim become Mayim Shuvim? Not just by being nimshach over a Kli Kibbol. In order to become Mayim Shuvim, it has to actually be niskavel in the Kli. In order to become Shav, it has to be niskavel. The fact that it's nimshach over a Kli Kibbol is not enough. The Mayim has to actually be Niskavel over a Kli Kibbol. Then it becomes Shav. So Zakol Lidua, so since now the Mayim isn't Niskavel in the Kli, it's not possible. So according to that, it would seem that the Shach is right. In other words, that you have a Tzinar, and you have a guma, so only the mayim that comes into the guma becomes possible. But the rest of the kli doesn't pass. That's what the Shach asks. The Shach asks that it should be an Amshach. But this wouldn't be a riot. This wouldn't be a riot with Fachas. Because we could say that it's a separate halakha, that it only, when does a Kritivo pasal, if it's only Kederach Kabbalah. That's the last one of Rishonim. You have to be kind of Kederach.